試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。2019年度第1回実用英語技能検定準1級リスニングテスト。ただいまから準1級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックに戻しやり直します。しかしながら、万が一教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストではテストの方法と注意事項がすべて英語で放送されます。
The listening test for the grade pre-1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has 3 parts. All of the questions in these 3 parts are multiple choice questions. For each question,Choose the best answer from among the 4 choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 12 dialogues, number 1 through number 12. Each dialogue will be followed by 1 question.For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now we will begin the grade pre-1 listening test. Number 1.
Kelston Residence.
Hi, this is Josh. Is Tina there?
Sorry, Josh. She's out running.
Could you pass on a message? The university rowing team party this evening has been called off.
That's a shame. She was looking forward to that.
We all were, but half the team is in bed with flu.
Oh dear. Well, I'll pass on the bad news. I hope you and Tina don't come down with something as well.
Thanks, Mrs. Kelston.
Take care.
Question. Why did Josh want to speak to Tina?
Number 2.
My back is aching and my hands are sore. This digging is hard work.
Yes, but if we want to have a nice yard, we need to put in the effort.
I just didn't think we'd have to dig out 2 truckloads of dirt.
The worst is over. Now we get to plan the flower garden.
Still, I wish we'd hired someone to do the labor.
You know we can't afford that.Besides, we'll get more satisfaction out of doing it ourselves.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Question. What is the man's opinion?
Number 3.
Have you heard from Janet and David Hayden lately?
No, why?
I sent them a Christmas card.But they didn't send us one. Usually they do, you know.
Is there any special reason to worry?
Well, wasn't David having a hip operation in November? And Janet has had a heart problem for years.
I think Mike Hill would have contacted me if something serious had happened. He stays in touch with David.
Yeah, maybe they just forgot, but I think I'll call them later anyway.
Question.Why is the woman worried about Janet and David?
Number 4.
I heard you got into UCLA Law School. Congratulations!
Thanks, Mary. I'm thrilled. But now the hard work begins.
Don't worry, you'll do fine. So when are you moving to LA?
In 2 months. I've been searching online for an apartment.
You know, my cousin lives in Hollywood, and I think he's looking for a roommate.
Thanks, but I want to live close to campus.
Because you'll be in the library day and night, right?
Actually, that's what I'm expecting.
Question. What does the man imply?
Number 5.
This is the room we'd like remodeled.
Okay, ma'am. And this is the door you'd like to make bigger?
Yes, I want double doors put in.
Right. I can have it done by the end of the month.
We're having my daughter's wedding reception here on the 25th. Can you complete everything by then?
I can probably do it if I come on Saturdays as well, but I'll have to charge you extra for weekend work.
That's no problem.
Question. What does the woman decide to do?
Number 6.
I can't stand the way Lisa steals all the customers. She doesn't give anyone else a chance.
I know, but I guess that's why she's Sales Clerk of the Year.
I need to increase my commissions, so I guess I'm going to have to be more aggressive myself.
Well, just don't become another Lisa. That won't endear you to the rest of the staff.
Question. What do the speakers say about Lisa?
Number 7.
Jeremy, have you finished preparing the slides for our presentation tomorrow?
Not yet, Ms. Ito. I got sidetracked working on the budget proposal.
Well, could you put that aside and finish off the slides and charts, please? Remember, we're rehearsing our presentation from 4.
Sure thing. I'll have them ready by 3 at the latest.
Question. What does the woman tell the man to do?
Number 8.
Honey, how long do you think we've been waiting for our table?
Probably about 15 minutes. Are you getting hungry?
Yes. They said it'd only take 5 minutes. I wonder if they forgot about us.
I doubt it. They're just busy.
Maybe I should offer the head waiter $20. He'll probably get us in quicker then.
I wouldn't feel comfortable with that. Other people made reservations too.
Well, if he doesn't seat us soon, I'm going to try it anyway.
Question. What does the man say he might do?
Number 9.
How's that new camera you bought, Rashid?
Not so good, Sarah. The autofocus stopped working 3 days after I got it. It's under warranty, though.
Did the store give you another camera?
Actually, they sent it to the manufacturer for repair.
Really? Stores normally replace brand new items that don't work properly.
I know. I complained about that, but they said it was store policy.
Question. Why did Rashid complain?
Number 10.
Hi, I'd like to renew my health insurance policy.
Okay, how long have you had it?
2 years. My company currently pays, but I'm quitting my job next month.
In that case, the monthly rate will go up significantly when you start paying it yourself.
Is there a similar plan that's less expensive?
Unfortunately not. Company rates are always cheaper.
I guess you'd better show me some other plans that are more reasonable then.
Question. What does the woman tell the man?
Number 11.
Excuse me, I need to send this letter to Beijing for delivery by Monday.
The soonest we can guarantee delivery is Tuesday.
But your website said Monday was possible if I mailed it today.
That would be true if you'd mailed it by noon, sir.
Oh, I see. Well, cost isn't a concern, so is there a way to get it there by Monday?
I'm afraid it's too late. Today's mail is already on its way.
Question. What is the man's problem?
Number 12.
Honey, what do you think of changing all the light bulbs in the house to energy-efficient LED bulbs?
But they're so expensive. Would it really save us money?
Well, prices for LEDs are dropping, and they use much less electricity.
Okay, but are they bright enough?
I read online that a 7-watt LED is as bright as a 60-watt traditional bulb.
Well, all right, but rather than changing them all now, how about we change each one as it burns out?
Okay.
Question. What does the man suggest they do?